spray and the perfume and the smelling lotion, and woo, I want to tell you, no, but it was wonderful. It was wonderful to be a little part of that, and I just, it's exciting to see moments like that where we see we're a part of a larger movement. We're thankful for our church, but we're part of a larger movement that's working together and seeing God move in special ways. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles today, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's presence is here. God's presence is here. Don't ever take the presence of God for granted. Don't ever take it lightly. But oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, Paul said, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." In verse 10, "that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." I want to echo the words of Paul in preaching today and preach simply this, that I may know him. Would anybody just echo that along with me, that I may know him. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence, for the moving of your spirit, for your anointing that is in this place today. We pray, God, that you would help us. Help us, Lord, not to just be touched by your presence, but Lord, help us to be changed. Help us, Lord, to be saturated with the Holy Ghost. I pray that you would help us to know you in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be a mighty work done today according to your spirit and your power, and we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. You see, there's a difference in knowing about him and truly knowing him. Many years ago, there was a story told of a famous actor who performed for a time in London, and he was quite eloquent, and he moved the crowd like none else could. From memory, he could recite Shakespeare and others. And so wherever he would go, people would ask to hear various bits of poetry or plays. One particular place he went, the request came from the crowd for him to recite the 23rd Psalm, which he did perfectly. His speaking was eloquent. It moved every heart. And in the end, the crowd stood in applause. There happened to be in the crowd that day an old preacher there. When the actor was introduced to this preacher, He asked the preacher if he could recite the 23rd Psalm. So everybody gave room and listened, and the old preacher began to speak. He was not quite as eloquent as the actor, his voice a little weaker, but there was meaning there that had been lacking in the actor's reciting. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Oh, you could tell that he was speaking from experience that day. He'd been made once in a while to lie down in those green pastures. He had been led by the Spirit of God beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hey, there's an anointing that only comes when somebody's walked down some long roads led by the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. There's a depth within someone's soul when they've truly walked along through that valley of the shadow of death. And they can say with understanding, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You don't get that just overnight. You don't get that just by victories, but there's got to be some battles along the way, and there's got to be some fights that you go through, and there's got to be some valleys that you experience along the way. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, come on. When you go through some things and the Lord brings you through, there's a commitment there. I don't care what comes my way. I'm going to follow the presence of the Lord. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I've come to encourage somebody today. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always just going to be joy. But I want to tell you, through the pain and through the suffering, you can rejoice in the fact that He is our shepherd. He is that good shepherd. Oh, the old preacher that day may not have been all that eloquent. There was some pain in his voice, and he was tired, and his health was not the best, but there was a depth when he quoted the 23rd Psalm. When he finished, the famous actor, he stepped up beside that old preacher and said, I definitely know the 23rd Psalm. I can quote it from heart, but this preacher today, he knows the shepherd. He knows the shepherd. There's a difference in knowing about him and truly knowing him. There's a difference in just being touched by his presence every once in a while and having his spirit fill your life. There's a difference in just coming to church once or twice a week and having a daily relationship with the Lord. Oh, do you know him today? Do you know him? Come on, there's a difference in knowing about him and truly knowing him. There's a difference in a life that has trusted the Lord on a lot of days that didn't make sense, but God kept them through the pain and heartache. There's a whole other level when somebody sings a song and they've lived the words of those songs. The anointing's different. There's another level of depth in the spirit when somebody's preaching some things that they lived. Do you know him today? Paul said, everything else in my life, I count it as loss. Everything else is worthless when compared to the value of knowing Jesus Christ. And before his conversion, Paul, he was on the fast track. He was a rising star in the Jewish religious world. But when he came to know Jesus, all of that, his position of influence, his earthly prestige and power, it all meant nothing. It mattered nothing to him. Now all he wanted to do was know Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody today, that I may know him, that I may know him. I don't want to know just about him. I don't want to just feel his presence now and then, but I want to know him. I want to have a relationship with him. I want to know him.
Come on, I'm telling you today, and Jesus wants to know you. He cares about you. He loves you. You don't have to be perfect. He still loves you, and he's reaching for you in this house today. Hallelujah. Every success, every accomplishment, every victory, they all pale in comparison to the experience of knowing Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hear me today. Whatever else we do in life, wherever we go, whatever we may attain, Paul said, count it all of that. Count it all as garbage. Count it all as garbage if we can just gain Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There needs to be a shift from the mindset of our world. People seek everything else, and then they try to find a little space to fit Jesus in. That's the mindset of this world. There needs to be a shift from that, where we center our lives around the Lord, and then we work everything else in. Come on, how about it today? Can we identify with Paul's passion, the cry from his heart, that I may know him? I've got a desire. I've got a burning desire. I've got an empty place in my heart that nothing else in this world can fill, and I've got to have Jesus. It's a tragic passage of Scripture. Just after the life of Joshua, what a great victory God had given the children of Israel. They possessed the promised land. They had defeated their enemies. But after the death of Joshua, the next generation went horribly, horribly wrong. Reading in Judges 2:10, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. After all that God had done, the miracles and the signs and the wonders, after all the warnings from the Lord, still the next generation arose that did not know God. It can happen in any generation. It can happen to any generation. Oh, we cannot lose the passion. We cannot lose that desire. We cannot lose that burning passion within us. Oh, I tell you, it should not be that we're first a teacher or a nurse or a doctor or a salesman, but it should be that we're first a Christian. We're first a Christian. We're first a vessel of the Holy Ghost, and then we're whatever else we are in life. We're first a disciple maker, and then we're a businessman or a businesswoman. Hey, I want to tell you, first of all, we ought to press after Jesus Christ. What a shame that the generation after all of those miracles took place, and the signs and the wonders and the supernatural from God, the next generation didn't even know about those things that had happened. I believe in teaching children about the Lord. That's why we have Sunday school classes. I believe in teaching our children about how to pray. That's why we have kids' prayer. I believe in teaching our children how to worship. That's why when I see children come up around the front to magnify the Lord, I like to just join right in with them. Because they're learning about the Lord. They're learning about His presence. They're learning about the gifts of the Spirit. They're learning how to pray. I don't want to wait till they're 17 or 18 or 19 and 20 and then we're trying to teach them how to pray. But hey, I'd rather see them as 3 and 4 and 5 years old, that they're just learning how to speak, but they learn how to pray. Come on, some of you can remember some old-time services where children could hear the prayers of elders before them, and they learned how to pray as a young person. Young people, I want to tell you, you've got to know the Lord. There's got to be a love for God. I don't want you to wait till you're 20 or 25 or when you get married or get a job, and then I'm trying to teach you about the Lord. No, I want you to know Him today. I want you to know His power. I want you to feel His anointing. I want you to be moved by His presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because just one generation can make the difference. We don't have time to lose a generation. We don't have time to lose a generation. There's been enough generations lost already. There are enough young marrieds and middle-aged people that sat on these pews as young people, and something's taken them away, and now they're so far from God, and you see them on Facebook, and you see them throughout the town, and they're so far from where they could have been. That I may know Him. That I may know Him. I feel like God is calling us to another level of anointing and power. He's calling us to another level of relationship with Him. I feel like today there might be some people here that maybe your relationship has grown a little cold, and maybe it's been a little distant with the Lord, but God's saying today, I'm ready to bring you back. I'm ready to fill your life with my Spirit. I'm ready to touch you in a marvelous way, but you've got to reach out to me, and when you reach out to me, then I'm going to reach out to you. Oh, I tell you today, God is so amazing. He is so awesome. All you got to do is make room in your life for Him. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, they had been near the Lord. They loved Him, and He loved them. But they didn't really know who He was. They didn't know He was the resurrection. They knew Him as a friend. They knew Him a great teacher. They knew Him to be a supplier of needs, but they really didn't know Him. They really didn't know that He was able to speak the word and call Lazarus forth from the grave. In John chapter 14, verse 8, Philip saith unto Him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Philip, he's probably a little embarrassed. And Jesus said, You spent so much time with me. You've seen all of this that's happened, but still you don't know me, Philip? I tell you, it's possible for us to come to service after service to see the power of God move, to see miracles, to see people healed, to see people filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and be around church and the things of God. We can even be raised in an apostolic home and yet never learn to know Him ourselves. It's religion versus relationship. It's religion versus relationship. Many have religion down. They figured religion out. They know what to do. They know what not to do. They know how to act religious. They go through the motions of being religious, but it's not out of a relationship with God. They don't pray. They don't seek the presence of God in their life. They don't know His voice. They don't read His word. It's all without a relationship, and it's just empty religion. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh, what does it take to know Jesus? Here were some who had prophesied in His name. They had cast out devils in His name. They had done many wonderful works. But then after all of that, to hear from the Lord, I never knew you. I want to tell you, this is a church that believes in miracles. This is a church that believes in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe in prophecy. We believe in the supernatural. Thank God for signs and wonders. Thank God for a place we can come. And it's so easy to feel the presence of the Lord. But I don't want to be just touched with His glory every once in a while. I don't want to just see a miracle here and there. If we're just looking for all He can do for us, then we're missing the most blessed part about this relationship with God. Knowing Him. It must be more than just something we do on Wednesdays and Sundays. It must be more than just the occasional moving of His Spirit in our lives. But it's a daily walk with the Lord. It's daily listening to His voice. It's daily following His Spirit. He is the vine, and we're the branches. We must abide in Him, and He in us. To know Him is to possess His word. Jesus said in John 15 and 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Get in the word. Get in the word. If you want to know about Jesus, don't go read some book somewhere. Don't watch a movie about the life of Christ. Come on, don't go ask somebody else. Get in the Word, and that's the only reliable, accurate source to really know about Jesus. Come on, movies may do their best, but they're going to make some mistakes here and there. And I don't want to just trust on somebody else's relationship with God. I want to know Him for myself. Hallelujah. I tell you today, I would love to hear the audible voice of God speaking to my life. But today, I just have to tell you, I don't know that I've ever heard an audible voice from God. But every time I get in this Word and I open these Scriptures and I start to read, I'm hearing the Word of God as it ministers to my life and it comes alive. If you want to know Him, get in His Word. Learn it for yourself. Study it. Memorize it. Paul said that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection. I've got to have the Holy Ghost. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. It is the power of His resurrection. Amen. If you today, if you have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit as evidence with speaking in other tongues, could I tell you, you need that power. You are missing out. You aren't really living the way that God meant for you to live if you don't have His Spirit inside of you. And it's so easy. You just repent of your sins. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's a promise. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to know Him like that. I want to have His power. I want to have His Spirit. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And if we know Him, then everywhere we go, His Spirit should flow from our lives. When we're at school, people ought to know that there's something different about you guys. When we're at school, people ought to know that there's something different they feel about you, young ladies. Come on, people at work, they ought to know that they don't feel comfortable talking about those things around you because the Spirit of God flows through you. They know who to come to when they need prayer because the Spirit of God flows through you. You can be walking through the mall and people recognize there's something different. I want to know Him. I want to know Him like that. And then Paul says, that I may know Him in the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Oh, I like the power of His resurrection. But the fellowship of His sufferings? I don't like suffering. I don't like trials. I don't like pain. I don't want to go through that. I don't want to be talked about, lied about, mistreated. There's a song that says something like that. I don't think it's a Jesus song, but through suffering, through pain, through circumstance, you learn to know Him. This flesh
strong. It's strong. But God has a way of taking situations that come, that hurt, the struggles that are there. And if we'll let Him, He's the master potter. And He'll take the clay and He'll fashion those imperfections out of our life. But if we resist, if we try to resist the moving of God's presence as He's working on us, then He's not able to work with us and fashion us into His plan. I want to tell you today, it's through His fellowship, the fellowship of His sufferings. It's being made conformable unto His death that we die out and we become a new creature in Christ and we learn to know Him. Come on, if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you keep trusting the Lord today. You keep your prayer life up. You keep faithful to church. You keep believing God for the miracle. You keep your eyes on the Lord today. He's going to bring you through. He's going to bring you through. And when you come out on the other side, you're going to be different than when you went in. You might be missing some things, you might have left some stuff along the way, but God's going to bless you with things that you didn't have before you stepped into the fire. And now you come out on the other side and you're going to be greater than what you were when you went in, because it's the presence of God. Would you stand with me in closing today? The prophet Daniel said, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I believe today that God is raising up an army in the last days of people that know Him, that truly know Him. They know who Jesus is. Come on, they know who Jesus is. They've been buried in His name. They're filled with His Spirit. And they live a life that's different from the life of this world. And they know Him. They spend time in prayer. They spend time reading His Word. They spend time worshiping and praising God in the beauty of holiness. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They said of the apostles, these people don't have the college education. These people now aren't necessarily the most learned in society, but there's something different. There's something we do notice about them. They've been with Jesus. They've been with Jesus. Now, Brother Wiggins, I believe in college education. But college education or not, I want it to be said of us, there's something about them. They've been with Jesus. They've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. That I may know Him. That we may know Him. That we may truly know Him. You can tell somebody that's been with the Lord. You can just feel it coming from their life. You can see the glory of God upon their face. You can feel the presence of God about them. That's what we need to be. I'm thankful for powerful services where the presence of God moves. But what about tomorrow? What about Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I don't want it just to be a one-day experience. But it's got to be a relationship. That I may know Him. That I may know Him. Oh, is there anybody here that you just want to know Jesus? You just want to know Him more. You just want to have a greater touch of His presence in your life. You want Him to fill your heart today. You want to be filled with the gift of His Spirit right now. I wonder if we could join together across the front of this building right now and say together, I want to know Him. I want to know Him. I need to know Him more. I need to know Him in a greater fashion. I don't have enough of His presence. I need more of His Spirit today. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, would you identify with the passion of Paul and say today, that I may know him, that I may know him. Lord, fill me with your spirit. God, fill me to overflowing with the power of the Holy Ghost. Work in me, Jesus. Work in my family, God. Get a hold of my heart today, because I want to know you.